It's okay. It's okay. I got you. Try not to move your head. I can see you blinking up at me. Give your eyes a moment to adjust. It's very dark in here. Hey, be careful. Sorry, I know it's probably awkward with your head in my lap like this. But they hit you on the head. I did my best to bandage you, but I don't think you should be moving right now. Yeah. They threw you in here a few hours ago. Where are we? I wish I knew. It's a jail cell of some sort, but I know we're deep underground. You can see a few roots poking in from the ceiling, and I smell corpses sometimes when the wind blows through. Can you tell me your name, stranger? Well, we share the same fate. I'm Sylvie, a druid. And the woods they took me from have been my home for 2 summers now. I'm glad for your company, even if the circumstances are horrible. I was getting very lonely. Part of me wonders if you're a hallucination I'm having. A dream that my mind gifted me in order to ease my despair. But I can feel the warmth of you in my hands. You're flesh and blood as I am. Yeah, I've been here for 5 days, I think. I feel very weak. They grabbed me at my camp when I was sleeping. Was it the same for you? Oh, I see. How horrible. I saw they wore dark cloaks before they grabbed me. I think our captors might be cultists. What? They are? How do you know this for certain? You were contracted to hunt them down. Oh, I should have guessed you were a mercenary. Even when you're unconscious, there's a rugged charm about you. That is worrying information, though. There will be a harvest moon soon. I suspect whatever they have planned for us will happen then. Yes. Yes, you're entirely right. Now that there's two of us, we have better odds of escaping. I don't have much magic left, but I want to make sure you're okay. Head injuries are no joke. Be still and take a deep breath. Don't worry, my mercenary. Magic from the forest feels lovely, This should be pleasant and natural for you. There. Will you blink up at me again? Good. Good. Follow my finger. Left to right. No, don't look at me. Look at my finger. Be a good patient. Now, left to right. Good. Goodness, you have a lovely face. Pardon me for saying so. This isn't really the time to be commenting on such things. It's just very symmetrical. A gift from your parents, no doubt. You only prove me right when you smile at me. Gods, thank you for that. I haven't smiled in days, let alone giggled. Are you always so charming in the face of adversity? But truly, thank you. My thoughts have been bleak. I've grown frail, and I've been making peace with the thought of my demise. I don't know what they have planned for us, but I hope my body can return to the soil and nourish the forest. What? What did you say? Please, please repeat yourself. I could not focus on your words. You know these cultists kidnap others for demonic sacrifices. Oh. What a fate. What a terrible fate. It's strange. I was almost ready to accept my death until you came along. But I can't bear the thought of that happening to you. Being chained to a stone slab so a demon can consume you. I won't allow it. You've given me hope, mercenary. We will escape this cell and free ourselves. Neither of us will be food for some demon. You're examining the bars of our cage. That's a good idea. It's too strong, isn't it? I can feel the metal around us, save for the dirt roof far above. What? Yes, the ceiling. I mentioned it when you... The roots poking through. My sweet mercenary, your idea has merit, but I feel so weak. Though, Perhaps. Maybe. Do you have the strength to lift me up so I can be closer to them? Forgive me, I haven't been able to stand on my own for some time. The cultists haven't fed me. Yes, healing you did cost me precious magic. But I don't regret it. You could have had brain damage. Oh, thank you. I feel like a bride being held like this. It's actually quite pleasant. You're a strong one, aren't you? Please, lift me higher. I can feel something. I was so lost in my despair, I didn't realize. These roots poking through are part of something much bigger. The forest is connected from the smallest mushroom to the tallest oak tree. Give me a moment and some of your strength. How? Just breathe with me. Hold me. You are living and therefore part of nature as well. Ah, there, our escape. I can feel the wind in my hair. My mercenary, the forest, the leaves, the birds. Ah, is there a greater provider than nature? I was so lost, so disconnected. I thought I was in my grave. Now don't you dare stop holding me. Continue to squeeze me, please. I know of a safe space we can go. We will regroup, and I will help you drive these vile cultists from my home. You are my hero. Thank you. No, don't be modest. You gave me hope. You showed me there was another way. It's like a gift. Now come, we have much to do. I want to grow closer to you as we work together. I think you are breathtaking. Do you have a lover? No. Well, you do now. Thank you, my mercenary. Let's go. The sooner we dispose of our enemies, the sooner we can live happily ever after. The end. Thank you for listening until the end of my story. If you enjoyed it, please hit the like button. And if you want to go on more romantic adventures with me, make sure to subscribe to my channel and ring the bell. I also have exclusive audios available to my patrons. Thank you so much, and take care of yourself. I'll see you next week. Good night.